she's chair.
John?
Hold on. Let me tell you what Mary's doing.
No.
You will get,
tell you a little something about
you
Mary.
Will get the sixth question behind Eric's five that come up.
So Mary is doing a video montage story on Ed and Cena.
Is that true? Is that the truth? So it's true. So this is it. So where's your shot going to be? Like, are you going to write like this? Oh, excellent.
Get up there.
Yeah. Okay, let's tell me where you're going. Yeah, definitely.
It's got to ask this one.
Okay, take one.
After that 5-game losing streak, you were talking about confidence. And do you think that you guys are starting to kind of get that swagger and that confidence back?
Ed, that's a horrendous question. How do you cash your check every 2 weeks? Next.
Does it matter?
They don't go to, hopefully they won't go live. If they do, you're in a little bit of trouble. Okay, let's go. Let's go serious. I wasn't even listening. What's the question?
Oh, you're running after that?
I wasn't even thinking what it was. All right, we'll circle back.
Are you getting your confidence?
Well, let me say this. So we had a pretty good road trip. We were happy with most of our game, really happy with the amount of points we came with. Actually didn't mind our game tonight. The second period, though, our puck management wasn't there, and all of a sudden you look up, you're down 3-2 in a game. You don't feel like you should be, but probably deserve to be the way we played in the second, but loved our third. And you know, the big thing was, I wasn't sitting here thinking we were going to get 16 shots or whatever, but it was like, let's hold them as little as possible. And we did get help by a post or crossbar or whatever it was, but we pretty much nullified them. We had a big kill, and the power play came up big when we needed it. So I really love that part of our game and how we kind of pushed them at the end. So is that a confidence builder? You know, we've picked up a couple in a row after a little bit of a tough stretch for us. So, yeah, I think our confidence is growing with each game. But we'll see again in 24 hours because the games just keep coming fast. But anyway, happy with what went on.
So what was the mood and the message after this last year?
Well, it was a big puck management talk. And they know. Montreal defense, and you know the middle looks appetizing at times, and you get in there and they snuffed it out, and so the team competes really hard, and so we had to match their competitor. It was going to be trouble for us, and I thought in the third we did, and we just managed the puck and took care of it, and when we did that, you know, the game kind of slid in our favor.
Coach,
he
got 16 shots in the third period, gave up four. What are you happier with, the 16 shots or the 10
that
gave up four?
Well, I'm probably happier with the four given up against, but the fact of the matter is you need some shots to score the goals that brought us from, you know, from being down to up. So it's a little marriage of both.
In regards to Brandon, as these games get...
He was cut. That's it. You got going.
As we get close to the playoffs, these games get a little grittier. The ice becomes a little bit more tighter. Is that where his game starts to shine?
Who's?
Brandon Page.
Yeah. I just found out tonight, is this his 200th game tonight?
Yeah. He had it in his
100th game, yeah. Somebody mentioned on the bench.
He's a free striker.
Very,
he had 1 year to the day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Very Ovechkin-like. But he's... What's great about Hags is you can put him anywhere. You know, they call him, it's like a Swiss Army knife. And you can put him on different lines. He blossoms in different roles. And, you know, Cooch and Pointer are gifted players. But you have to be able to play at a high level to play with those guys or to have success with those guys. And he has found a way to do that. And then you put him in a checking role with some other players, whether it's Sorelli, Killer, whoever, he excels in that too. So he's really, you know, especially this year, he's kind of showing all sides of how versatile he is. And so it's good for him. He'd love to see guys like that get rewarded.
Does his empty net goal, does that kind of put him on his feet and strip the puck like the way he does?
Yeah, that was the big play, is to to put him in that position. I didn't think he was going to be able to have a chance to score that goal, and I'm glad it went in for him.
Since the 5 games.
See, Mayor? See what I said?
It was about 6 questions, so I was kind of confirming. Steven Stamkos said after, you know, the 5-game win stretch that as things were snowballing one way, they could kind of easily go back the other way. 5-1-1-6. Is that a fact, or is that just you're just kind of finding or rediscovering your
I don't know. Like, are you counting that Vegas game in there?
No.
Like,
yeah.
We, again, as a as part of the skid, or no?
Yeah, no, as part
yeah,
of the
cause, like, game. Yeah, because, like, that was the... There were some of these games were actually starting to play pretty well, and there were so many games in there we just deserved to lose, and it probably would have saved everybody some trouble and just sit here and take the 2 points and we'll fly home. But they've some of these games we weren't getting points in. You could see it was turning. Like the Winnipeg game, I felt, you know, we did a lot of good things in that game. We just came away with not what we wanted to. But you keep playing like that, eventually it's going to turn, and that's slowly it's turning for us.
Thank you.
God, I'm never going to use your first game again. You're so right.